Collins Band, Frontenac, Joyceful in Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
It is 10 p.m. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, or you're listening online at cfrc.ca. I'm currently sitting in the Carruthers Hall basement in Kingston, Ontario, and I'm about to play some great music for you for the next hour here. It's probably going to be the greatest music of all time, the best. And that first one there was O Come Emmanuel, the Christmas song covered by Bad Religion, legendary punk band. I've played them before for sure. And if you were listening last episode, which you better have been, if you weren't listening last episode, I don't know what to tell you. You're missing out. I said it would be a Christmas episode today, and I didn't lie, but I'm still going to have to... I'm going to throw some other stuff in between, but we're going to start playing a lot of Christmas covers, some Christmas punk songs, and then, yeah, I'll play some new punk stuff and hardcore stuff in the middle, probably, and then I'll finish it off with more Christmas stuff, hopefully, if everything goes according to plan. And, yeah, it's Christmas time, it's the holiday season, all the holidays are going on, it's snowy, I'm really liking the snow, it's been... pretty nice weather for Kingston, honestly. Like, it hasn't been usually when it gets this cold, it also gets very windy, or well, it stays windy. Kingston's windy all the time. But yesterday, it was completely still, and it was like -9, but it was sunny, and there was still the snow, and it was some of the nicest winter weather I've seen. That's my ideal weather, I think. The snow with the blue sky and absolutely no wind, because the wind, as the old people say, the wind's how they get you. Or is that about appetizers? I don't know. Okay, it's enough of me talking. I'll talk more about the weather later. Up next, gonna play Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. I've played them before. Again, I'm saying that. And this is, it just came out recently, actually. It's their cover of the Mariah Carey song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Here we go.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is
I'm
You just heard The Vandals with their song Nothing's Going to Ruin My Holiday, and that's off their album Oi to the World. It's really funny to me when punk bands have full Christmas albums like Bad Religion and The Vandals, but it's some of the best Christmas music. I think I said that last episode. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said that because I played one of the songs off of Bad Religion's Christmas album last episode. I was just priming you guys for the full Christmas episode today. Yeah, so far this winter, I'm going to discuss the weather again. The weather's been pretty nice, but I'm hoping it's been really cold, and I'm hoping it'll stay cold because I really want them to install the hockey rinks at like Victoria Park and all the other parks because I just want to play hockey for free because it's $10 to play shinny, and it's like out in the middle of nowhere in the Invista Center. I don't own a car. I can't get there, but yeah, I'm just hoping because I'm from Hamilton, and a lot of the time, winter in Hamilton, it'll go like negative 10 one day, and it'll snow a ton, and it's amazing, and then the next day, all of a sudden, it jumps up to like 2 degrees, and it just starts raining, and everything turns to slush. It's like, I feel like I'm in England in Hamilton sometimes. It feels like British weather. Like, it tricks you. You feel 1 ounce of joy, and the weather just comes and crushes every happy fiber in your body by pissing on the snow. Up next, that's enough of me whining about the Hamilton weather. I'm in Kingston now, we can ignore that. But I'm going to play a Ramones Christmas song, and this one is called Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Enjoy.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight with. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. I'll wear a Santa and a sleigh and tell her why is it always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas. Tucked in their beds, sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads. Stumble fighting, so exciting, baby. I love you, and you love me, and that's the way it's got to be. I'm your king from the start. Cause Christmas ain't the time for breaking each other's heart. Wear a Santa and in a sleigh, and tell me why is it always this way. Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All the children are talking their bits. Sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads. Snowball fighting, so exciting, baby.
Against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
You know what I was thinking when I was walking over to the studio today, or the station today? I was like, my head sure is cold. And I'm sure lots of you lovely folks also have people that suffer from a cold head, especially bald people. So for Christmas, for your bald friends and other cold-headed fellows alike, the CFRC funding drive is still going, and they got some beautiful big blue toques for sale for $25 maybe? Can't remember exactly. But yeah, CFRC funding drive. It's the annual funding drive. It's still going on. And we're trying to raise money for just studio upgrades to sort of keep the station going, because a lot of our equipment is pretty old here and it's getting older. That's just how time works. So if you enjoy CFRC, you like hearing new local music, because that's what CFRC tries to do, man. We're just trying to spread new DIY stuff, new young musicians, old musicians, all the musicians, baby musicians, dead musicians, all of them. So this holiday season, consider giving a donation to CFRC at cfrc.ca, or you can also buy merchandise if you'd like, which also goes towards the station. We got hoodies, patches, hats, like I mentioned, for bald people. So yeah, consider it a gift to me specifically, if you'd like. If you really like me, donate to CFRC. If you don't like me, donate to CFRC and pretend that I don't do anything here. So yeah, thank you for listening to my little donation spiel. And let's go back to some music here. How about we? That's what CFRC is all about, and that's why we'd appreciate your donations. Going to keep going with the more popular punk songs. Well, that's what most of this episode is going to be, because not that many hardcore bands have Christmas covers, surprisingly enough. This next one, it's going to be a Blink 182 song. Don't come after me if you're like, Blink isn't punk. Shut up. It's Christmas. Come on. Yeah, this song is called I Won't Be Home for Christmas, and it's from a beautiful, beautiful band called Blink 182.
Christmas time again. It's time to be nice to the people you can't stand. All year, I'm growing tired of all this Christmas cheer. You people scare me. Please stay away from my home. If you don't want to get me down, just leave the presents and then leave me alone. Christmas time again. It's time to be nice to the people you can't stand. All year, I'm growing tired of all this Christmas cheer. You people scare me. Please stay away from my home. If you don't want to get me down, just leave the presents and then leave me alone. I
I'm going off schedule. I'm going off script today. I usually have all my music, most of my music planned before the episode, before I start making the episode. But I was playing that one off YouTube, and I got recommended a No Doubt cover of a Vandals Christmas song called Oi to the World. I played it 2 weeks ago on the Dark Side of the Tune and Punk is Dead collab episode, which there could be another one coming soon. If you're so, keep your ears open, keep your ears peeled. So yeah, I'm gonna play the No Doubt cover of Oi to the World by the Vandals, just because I've never heard it before. So we're all gonna listen to this together for the first time. Enjoy. To live by this holiday season, Oi to the World. I was watching the video for that one as I played it, and for some reason, the drummer from No Doubt was dressed like, what's his name? What's the guy's name from Taxi Driver, played by Joe Pesci? I don't know. I could Google it, but I'm not gonna. He was dressed like either the guy from Taxi Driver or Bob from SLC Punk. And speaking of SLC Punk. This is, it's all tying together here. Quentin Tarantino can shut up and stop judging Matthew Lillard, my king. Back off, you weird foot pervert. Anyways, in the holiday spirit, I'll forgive Quentin. Quentin? I don't know. Yeah, you have a weird name too, Quentin. I'll forgive Quentin Tarantino for what he said about Matthew Lillard, but I'm still upset about it. I'm gonna play a few more... Yeah, I'm going to play one more Christmas song right now, and then I'll play some hardcore stuff, some new hardcore, some new punk, and then I'll go back to the Christmas stuff for the end of the episode, because we're almost halfway through right now. So up next, what should I do? I'm going to play Stiff Little Fingers, their live cover of White Christmas. Stiff Little Fingers, one of the greatest, they're from Ireland, I think, so greatest European... one of the greatest punk bands of all time. Here we go.
Could everybody get off the stage, please, because the people behind you can't see. Oh, they're taking us all. Good night.
All right, now it's time, like I said, for some, going to throw some new stuff in here, some new, not Christmas-based stuff, but we will get back to the Christmas stuff in a bit. This first band I'm going to play here is a band from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia being the place invented for the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, starring Danny DeVito. And this is their song. It's off their not even released yet album called The Refrigerator. Sorry, I can't talk. And this song is called Cut Fruit. And yeah, the album releases February 13th, 2026. So get ready for that. Oh, forgot to even say, the band is called Remember Sports. So here we go with Cut Fruit by Remember Sports. Up next, we got a song from an album that just came out very recently, released December 5th. The album is called Steps, and the band is called Cigarette Camp, and they're from Boston, Massachusetts. And how do they describe themselves? They describe themselves as Oogle Punk, which I have no idea what that means, but I think it'll catch on because Oogle Punk just sounds cool. I think next band I'm playing in, I'm calling ourselves. I'm describing our genre as Oogle Punk. So yeah, this album came out very recently, and the song I'm going to play from it is called Tell Me Something, but definitely go check out the rest of the album. It's a 19-song LP, so lots of good stuff there. And here you go with Tell Me Something.
I was in line.
So I lied when I said I was going to be playing new stuff. Like, I've been playing new stuff, but that last song there was an old Toronto hardcore band. When are they from? When are they from, I mean? Where's the date? Okay, don't give me the date that this release was released. Come on. Around 1983, 1984 is when that was released. Somewhere around then, I mean. And I just want to say that the Toronto hardcore scene back in the 80s up to, like, it's still good now, but it was so good in the 80s to, like, early 2000s. And I think that that's what we should be aiming for right now. Not in Toronto, because Toronto's still got a good scene, but Kingston. We need the Kingston hardcore and punk bands. We got to get them going here. I think I'm starting one soon. You'll hear more about that, because I'm going to try and plug it every episode I get if it comes to fruition. But, like, the hardcore of the 80s, it was the Reagan Thatcher era. That's where it came from, with, like, the advent of neoliberalism and whatever, blah, blah, blah. Boring sounding stuff. But we've been living in that neoliberalism now for, what, 40 years? Well, I haven't. I'm not 20. I'm not half that age. But that's what the world's been in now. And now it's, like, worse than the Reagan era. With Trump down south, that maniac, lots of names I can't call him on air, but where are all the hardcore bands? I know there's some springing up, but in Kingston especially, I want to see it get going. Let's get some all-ages clubs going, all-ages shows. There's been some good ones starting recently, but I think we need to keep bulldozing through and just grassroots stuff. Get it going. And speaking of grassroots stuff, have you guys heard of the, I hate saying, have you guys heard of, when no one's in this room with me, no one's in this building with me, but the, what is it, the January 1st, 2026 old technology revolution, people are saying that they're going to go back to, like, old MP3 players and stuff. So if you're listening and that sounds interesting, I'm just trying to spread the word. I think that'd be a really cool thing to actually happen if people can just get off social media, because social media is making us all brain dead, to be honest. Like, not in a pretentious way. Like, I love Instagram Reels just as much as the next guy, but I feel it making me stupid, if we're being honest. So, yeah, I bought an MP3 player a bit ago. Just start loading music onto it, because I have all my old CDs, and I just put those CDs onto it, and then I legally obtain files in other ways as well, of course. But yeah, because screw Spotify running ICE ads and all that bullshit. Come on, grow a pair of balls, stop licking the boot and the nuts of that big orange sociopath. Anyways, that's my rant for today. What am I going to play next? I'm not going to go back to Christmas music yet. I'm probably going to try and play some new Canadian stuff, at least Canadian stuff. Let's see here. All right, I found what I'm going to play. It's Montreal, Quebec. What other Montreal is there? It's a Montreal band called Portal Tomb, and they're someone called them Stenchcore. Don't know what that means, but we're finding lots of new names. What is it? Ooglepunk and Stenchcore. Hop on Ooglepunk and Stenchcore in 2026. But yeah, this is a band called Portal Tomb. This is from their Last Frost demo. Came out last year, September 28th. And the song is called Self. But this is going to be, I think, the longest song to ever play on my radio show. Because most songs I play, usually for hardcore bands at least, are like under a minute and a half, even under a minute sometimes. And yeah, the song is called Self by Portal Tomb, Montreal, Quebec. I've been playing a lot of Vancouver stuff recently, so we're going to go back over to Montreal, because Montreal and Vancouver are just powerhouses right now. That's what I want to see from Kingston soon. That's what I'm calling all punks to do. But for now, we'll listen to Portal Tomb with their song Self.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
All right, we got 13-ish, almost 12 minutes left here tonight. So, first of all, glad you're joining me tonight. Let me say that early today. And second of all, we're going to go back to some Christmas music because I want everyone to leave the listening experience today just feeling holly, jolly, and joyous. That's my goal. That's really why I do this. I just want to spread holiday cheer. I started this whole show just for this one Christmas episode. So now we're going to listen to a little bit of Dropkick Murphys, my favorite all-time Celtic punk band. And they have their song called The Seasons Upon Us. And then we're going to listen to my all-time favorite band, Green Day. Don't judge me. Leave me alone. Let me do as I wish. And it's their Christmas song called Xmas Time of Year. And then, depending how much time we've got left after that, because I can't do math, and I'm not going to open up my calc. That's calculator for short, by the way. I'm just using slang. So yeah, after that, we'll see how much time we have left, and then we'll see what I'll play. For now, Dropkick Murphys, The Season Is Upon Us. Thanks for joining me tonight. Hope to see you or talk to you next week. I got one more song for you. This is Dave Grohl, Lemmy Kilmister, and Billy Gibbons with Run Rudolph Run. Thanks. See ya.